T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dave Lee here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline this morning. Great to have you with. I want to take you to the political campaign. We were talking with the Speaker of the House a few moments ago, and let's continue the conversation here as we talked a lot earlier this morning, 6:20 as well, about the primaries. And one of the folks that knocked down an incumbent is a 35-year-old former attorney of the year, by the way, I might mention, here in Minnesota, who joins us now, and that is Esther Ogbaji. Esther, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
What was your day like yesterday when you found out you won that primary?
You know, I think the team was really glad to hear the news that we were up as far as we were. And, you know, just we were all just really proud of the hard work that we put into this campaign.
So now what? Here we go, Esther. What happens today?
Today, you know, we get a little bit of a break. We're going to try to, you know, I think I told everyone, you know, get some sleep, get some rest, and we'll go from there. But yeah, I mean, I think it's time for people to take a well-deserved rest and break, and then we'll, you know, get back to work to really turning out the vote for November and making sure that Minnesota stays blue.
When you came out and decided to go up against a pretty established incumbent, tell me about that thought process and what the decision was that said, no, I'm going to do this.
It really was just, you know, conversations with people in the district, community leaders, you know, asking, you know, what they saw that they wanted to change, what they saw that, you know, needed more attention. And I think from those conversations, something that really came out is the idea that we can't wait on these issues anymore of housing, making sure everyone's housed, making sure our education system is fully funded, making sure that we have a stronger sense of community safety, and on environmental issues. And so from those conversations, it seemed to me that there was an opportunity and an appetite for change and an opportunity and appetite to have new representation and new leadership, particularly from a younger generation.
And you decide to run during COVID-19. How did that change things for you?
Well, you know, I don't think I decided to run in COVID-19. COVID came on us. So we were able to pivot during the pandemic, and we moved the campaign to really addressing people's needs. I remember in the first couple of weeks of the quarantine, we were really taking questions from people, helping them find resources. I remember one conversation I had with a woman I helped her connect to the unemployment office to be able to, you know, fix the benefits that she was receiving. So those are the types of things that we repositioned ourselves to really meet people where they were.
Yeah, it's really different. Just, I mean, even running the session, I was talking with Speaker Hortman about that. It's just physically, it's so many differences that you have to go through this year. It's not the same as it was. When you won the DFL endorsement, though, you said, I want to give a huge thanks to the amazing team of inspirational female leaders at Women Winning. It was a strong showing for women yesterday here in Minnesota and last night. And nationally, as you know, with Kamala Harris selected as Joe Biden's running mate. What are your thoughts?
I think that is fantastic. It is definitely time to have Black women representing and leading at the highest levels in this country. So I'm very excited to hear the news that Joe Biden has selected Kamala Harris to be his VP pick.
You are a Minnesota native. You've lived in large cities, St. Paul, now Minneapolis, but also in smaller communities, Brainerd, Faribault. And sometimes we hear Esther, of a divide between those of us in the metro, those of us in outstate Minnesota, and that was brought up again this year at the session. I think it is every year we hear about that. Do you see that as someone who's lived that? Do you see that as an issue that needs attention?
Yeah, I mean, I think what it is unfortunately we try to divide ourselves in a variety of ways. And you know, I think the whole metro area, you know, outstate Minnesota, greater Minnesota thing is one of those. As someone who's lived in both communities, I can tell you right off the bat that there are many more similarities than differences. And I think what is some perspective I can bring is understanding some of the issues that are in some of our smaller and rural communities. And I hope that that experience that I have and being able to work with my colleagues either across the aisle or within the same party can help bring about real positive changes in a much more timely fashion for people across the state of Minnesota.
Before you go, what are the folks in your district asking you to do if you get to the state capitol?
I think, you know, first and foremost for a lot of people is really addressing the housing issue. We know that there's been a housing crisis in Minneapolis for years, even before COVID. And I think that that's something that people really want to see real movement on in terms of shelters, moving people into more permanent housing, and really actually strengthening the eviction protection rights for renters. And that we've seen is going to be vitally important during this pandemic period.
Hey, before I let you go, I bet you want to give a shout out to your parents. It sounds like they were pretty good mentors for you.
Oh my gosh, my parents are the best I could ever ask for. Both my mother and my father, I know last night and throughout this whole process, have been super proud, really encouraging, and I am just so grateful and thankful and blessed to be raised by them.
Yeah, I know you like to dance a salsa once in a while. Did that happen last night?
We did not get to play any salsa tunes last night. I wish we did, though. It would have been nice to break out some spins. But no, I mean, hopefully, you know, we'll get to a point again where we can do some more social dancing. I really miss it. But in the meantime, you know, I'm practicing my shines. So.
Well, listen, I know we'll stay in touch. Congrats on the victory yesterday. And we'll talk, I'm sure, before November. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
She is Esther Agbaji. She won last night, knocked out the incumbent in her district, and we will talk more politics here through the morning and through the next coming months here on WCCO Radio. News with Steve coming up in about 13 minutes. Next up, another interesting, very interesting auction here that you'll want to know about. Last time we mentioned it, it went crazy. We'll tell you what it's about this time around next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.